Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the Different Strokes Effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. At the top of the show, we played The Kooks. Rosie?
Yes. Now, Jade, you and I, we've been talking about this for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking of doing a Different Strokes dance party.
Yes.
Now, here's the situation, ladies and gentlemen, and fellow strokers.
Yep.
There's something very inherently different about a Different Strokes dance party. Now, if you've been listening to our show, you'd know that, you know, Jade and I, we come from opposite ends of the rainbow spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
I love my pop. Jade loves her indie. And that's what you get treated to on a show. So when we are thinking of doing a Different Strokes dance party, guess what?
It's indie and pop together.
It's indie and camp, basically, isn't it? So, look, Jade, I mean, we've been sitting on this idea for so long now,
mm-hmm.
but there's one thing that we can't quite agree on, and that's what should be on the Different Strokes dance party.
Yeah, playlist.
Yeah. So we've even thrown in Kylie into the mix. Kylie is a very contentious one, guys.
Yeah, I said that I only thought it was okay to play Kylie if it was indie Kylie because I think that, you know, camp Kylie is too obvious.
Ugh. Meanwhile, here I am sitting on the other side of the rainbow thinking, how can you have a camp and indie playlist and not have Your Disco Needs You? Hello.
No, look, see, this is my thing, right? Like, I feel like our playlist, Dave, would have non-obvious choices.
So, like, album tracks?
Yeah.
So, what we want to know...
You very rarely play singles on this show, so I'd be all about vetoing any single.
Any top 20 material.
Yeah, exactly.
Top 40. Yeah. Come on, let's just be tough.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9, and joining me here today is 17-year-old upcoming Aussie pop princess Ellen LaVon. Now, she has been garnering a bit of buzz on the blogosphere for her forthcoming debut single, Naughty. The Sydney schoolgirl has wowed audiences at this year's Superfest, sharing a lineup alongside established urban acts like Snoop Dogg and Tyo Cruz. Ellen's own killer combination of strong pop productions and slick dance skills has earned her glowing comparisons to Ciara and, of course, the legendary Ms. Britney Spears. So without further ado, let's have a chat with the girl herself. Please welcome Ellen LaVon!
Yay!
See, I got my Oprah voice out for that.
Oh!
It's not every day I get out my Oprah voice.
Oh!
only for the special guests.
Oh, thank you. I feel very flattered that you would give me the Oprah voice.
First of all, congratulations on all the buzz and positive reviews for Naughty.
Thank you very much.
Your debut single. So tell us a bit about the song.
The song is just about, I say this a lot and I love it, it's about just about expressing your inner bad girl and, you know, just not being afraid to be who you are. And I wouldn't say it's just being naughty and, like, going against the rules, but it's just about doing what you feel and what you love and not having to impress anyone else.
Absolutely. So it's a bit of a feisty,
it's like a carefree song.
I like it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you look absolutely fierce in a music video.
Thank you.
got me kind of thinking, damn, this is what I'm talking about. You want to see an Australian female pop star that steps off looking correct.
Correct.
You
know what I mean?
Yes. So kudos for the look and the hair flicks and everything.
Oh, thank you.
So for someone who's always wanted to be a video vixen like yourself, can you give me some tips on how you get in the zone and how you get your fierce on?
How I get my fierce on? Well, obviously, you know, you got to start off in the morning. I have to wake up. I have to drink my, you know, like 4 glasses of water or whatnot. Wow. And I just have to, you know, you got to refresh yourself in the morning.
Is there a particular kind of music you like to listen to when you're getting
definitely
ready?
I love Chris Brown's new album and definitely Beyonce's new number 4. That's awesome. So they're just like those feel good music that makes me just like get in the zone and everything.
So having spent years watching pop music videos and practicing in a dance studio, what surprised you when you went to do your first music video?
Well, it is very similar that you, I mean, you treat it the exact same as you would be in a dance studio, except that there's like a million more people around you with cameras and flashing lights and stuff like that. It's pretty much the same, but it's just a lot more fun. And you also, in a dance studio, I mean, you don't really get to perform to anyone. And I'm really bad. Like if I see someone like at like a window or something, I will go so hard. Like I'll just try like impress anyone that's out there. I don't even know them, but like, and that's what the, it's pretty much the same to me.
Did you have a moment? Because a lot of people, you know, really fantasize about the idea of having the perfect pop music video. Did mm-hmm. you have a moment on set where you just thought, damn, I can't believe I'm doing this?
Of course I did. I mean, especially because it was my first music video. It was so astounding to just be standing there with all these people there just for me and, you know, respecting what I do and supporting what I do.
You know, surely you're getting a lot of attention from the boys at school now, especially after single, you know, promo and everything happening. So are you dating anyone at the moment?
No, I'm not dating anyone at the moment.
So if a boy, say, wants to take you out on a date, where would be a good place for him to go?
A lot of people would say a romantic dinner is really boring, but I think that's where you know, you get to know the person, and it doesn't always have to be like about like having fun and going like to the movies and going to the beach and all that stuff. If you can sit across on a dinner table with a person and have a conversation, you know that they're the right person for you.
Have you ever been on like a dinner date and you thought, damn, I need to get out? Whose death do I need to fake?
Yes, I've actually been on a date once and this guy would just not stop talking about sport. Mm-mm. And I was like, he was like talking about like what team he goes for, and I was like, I did not know what was going on at all.
Look, as someone who, you know, dates boys, I know, and this is something I'm going to impart here, Ellen. You need to have like a set few football players' names in your mind just in case that situation ever comes up. Girl, you got to fake it. I've had to fake it a lot of times. Ackermanis.
Oh, yep. No, like I faked it well. Like I would just be like, oh, yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. I had no idea.
So explain to me how you're juggling these pop star-y commitments with homework and school and all that.
It's definitely difficult to juggle both school when you want to be, you know, on stage and you want to be writing songs. Like, I'm sitting there and I'm doing my work and I start thinking of lyrics in my head and something like a new concept for a video. Like, it happens all the time and I annoy everyone so much with it. But, I mean, my friends have been so super supportive of it. At the moment, it has had to lead into a bit of homeschooling, but if I can go back, I will. I definitely think that school and education is very important. So
stay at school, kids.
Stay at school, kids.
Moral of the story. So, okay, do you have a backup plan if the music career doesn't work out? What do you want to do?
I don't think it won't work out. That's
very good.
Will. I know it will.
That's the state of mind you have to be in.
That, of course, you can't have a backup plan. You can't be satisfied with what you have. You've got to just head for what your dream is.
Okay, Ellen, just very quickly, we're going to do a quick 5 random questions with you. Are you ready?
No, not really. I'm never ready for
these. Yeah, you're never ready for these. How can you be?
Go.
Question number 1, Ellen Lavon, Young Divas or Scarlett Bell? Do you know any of...
I know Scarlett Bell. What's Young Divas?
Young Divas is the Australian Idol chicks. You know, Ricky Lee, Paulini.
Oh, yeah, Young Divas.
Go with Young Divas?
Yeah, they've got amazing... Ricky Lee's got a great voice.
There you go. Sealed. Question number 2, would you audition for X Factor or Australia's Got Talent?
I don't think I would see myself. I mean, people go in there to get record deals, don't they? And I got one. So I guess that's what they get on there for, and to get their name out there. I mean, if there was no other way that I could get my name out there, I guess that's kind of the easy way to get there, but I'm definitely enjoying the hard way. I think it's...
Well, you've got a deal, so there you go.
I mean, it hasn't been that hard, but I definitely am enjoying the journey, not just, you know, go on a show and, you know... I mean, I completely respect that, and I completely respect that people would go on that, but I'm very lucky that I've gotten this at such an early age as well, so...
Now, okay, this is a bit of a scenario. You're in a lift... Okay, and you've hit the lift to go down, and you see someone approaching the lift, and they haven't expressed any intent whether they want to catch your lift or going up or down. They're just approaching.
Okay.
Do you hold the door or just go, bye?
It depends who it is, but I would definitely open it.
Would you?
That's courtesy, and I think people should open the lift doors for people. I mean, that's annoying because then they have to wait like another like 2 minutes for it to come back up.
You're a good person because I would just go, oh, I didn't see nobody coming, so ground floor. And if you want it, you will hit that button so the door would stay open.
I mean, it depends who it is. If it's like, you know, my pet hate is smelly, so if he was like a smelly guy, I would shut the
door. If you can smell him coming...
Nothing worse than being stuck in a lift with someone.
If you can smell him coming, girl, hit close. Yeah, definitely.
That was Dave's chat with Alan.
Ellen LaVon.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah?
It seems like she's got similar issues about the smell of boys that I do.
Yeah, you know, you guys, you need to know this about Jade. She's very sensitive. Whenever she comes into a studio, not to shade anyone that was in the studio before us, but she is very sensitive to boy smells.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad when Ellen was here that there wasn't like a boy smell situation because I made sure I smelled good.
Yeah. Well, I don't have that problem with you ever, Dave. You have managed to smell nice.
I try for you, Jade.
Yeah.
I make an effort.
That's why you spray Gwen Stefani scents.
Yes. To attract the females. Lesbians.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, I heard about this site called Storify, and I thought of you straight away.
Why is that? Is it because I tweet like a beast?
Yes. basically, Storify is you can hook up your Twitter to it, but basically what it allows you to do is it allows you to clump your tweets, whatever, together into one little story and turn it into...
One timeline.
One timeline or one spot where you get a certain piece of information. Where I see, you know, more use for it is something like with news or, you know, breaking news or a particular...
If you're following
a
story.
...world event.
Yeah.
You can actually, you know, it's not just dropping your own stuff in. You can drop anyone's stuff in that anyone who's talking about a particular issue, and I've noticed some professional news outlets are actually using it on their website pages as ways of engaging or like putting into sort of a clear timeline what's happening in social media when a particular story breaks. And it's interesting in that, you know, it's actually a tool that recognizes the way social media is being used
and how people read, really.
Yeah. And how people are finding out, you know, about, you know, particular issues. And it's not just for Twitter. You can actually hook, you can drag in Facebook stories, Flickr stories, YouTube stories.
It can be a multimedia experience.
You can
put YouTube in there
as well. You can put YouTube. And I'm sure as, you know, it's only just got out of beta stage. So I'm sure as it continues to grow, there'll be more applications that you can use. What I like about it is the drag and drop. And you were saying something similar, Dave. Well, basically, you just go ahead and search in your left-hand panel.
For your tweets or your feed.
Or whatever, and then you go find the story you want and you just drag it and drop it into a story and then it displays.
Now, what we've done is we've created a sort of like a template or like a little Storify thing for you to have a look. So we've done an example that's on a Different Strokes website. So if you go to Different Strokes, DIFFRENT Strokes Online.com, you can have a look at a Storify story that I published that was just all sourced from the tweets that I had during, you know, Sunday and Monday's X Factor Australia episodes. So I was live tweeting through that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this to me is like, this is a good archive for anyone who cared and anyone who did miss the episode and actually care for my opinion of it.
Yeah.
They can go to this one thing and they can see, like, you know, I've clicked and dragged all the tweets that were relevant in that time into a coherent timeline. And what you can also do in between those tweets is that you can insert your own text.
Yeah.
So you can kind of, you know, give a bit of a prelude to it and explain what the information is that you're presenting.
Yeah.
Some other ones that you can go have a look at on Storify. I mean, it's amazing. It's exactly how I want to see news, to be honest.
Yeah.
Especially with breaking news.
Well, they would say, you know, their whole thing is they say that they're the glue that sticks the good stuff together.
Mm.
And there's kind of, you know, this perception now that of so much news is getting broken via different social networks. And
where do you go for that one spot for everything?
And then, you know, of course that information is then all lost as well, you know, because it exists only in timelines, or there's not, you know, once that time is over, it's not there anymore. So I guess this creates sort of this archive of where you can go and find the information. I also like the idea that it's in one spot and you can then embed it into your website.
Mm. I haven't tried that and seen what it looks like, but there is a function here that says embed stories. So
yep.
You can click on it and then you can post the whole thing there.
And you can actually share the stories. So you can share your full story through any of the social networks. If you put someone else's tweet or YouTube video into your Storify, you can notify them. And so what they're saying by encouraging, you know, you to let that person know that you've used their stuff is that then that helps make it go viral, because then they say, hey, oh, I'm over here in this story, you know. And
yeah, I'm using Storify and I've just quoted your tweet in there. So, no, I see this totally taking off. I see this working for me, Jade, because, you know, I think I'm wildly entertaining when X Factor's on.
Yeah.
I know most people don't care, but I think I'm hilarious. So sometimes I just think at the end of the night, I'm like, oh, it's just going to get lost in a timeline. What if I want to, because I do a blog as well for Feed Limmy that follows it. And sometimes I have to go through my own Twitter timeline. So if I do this that way, there's an actual archive of all my X Factor tweets that I can go refer to in a chronological order if I want it to be. So, look, to me, this is the future.
And if he was interested in other people's thoughts on X Factor, Dave could go ahead and do that.
And too. I can do that too. Look, that's the thing, because when I plug my Twitter feed into Storify, I can actually search by hashtag and everything. So it doesn't have to be a timeline of only my own tweets. I could go and find other people's tweets about the topic or whatnot, and I could drag it in here as well.
It's not going to be as entertaining as Dave's, but yeah.
Look, I have incorporated some, you know, one other person's tweet in my X Factor timeline here, in my X Factor Storify.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there is a bit of a criteria. It has to be just as good as mine.
Yeah.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.